We got a preacher. We got a preacher this morning. Amen. We got our friend, our brother in Christ, the one and only. He says only one like him.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what he told me. He said, ain't but one of him. He said, when God made him, he broke. He had to break the mold. This is my brother. This is my friend. He's also my bishop in the Third Sunday Fellowship. He's also the bishop over the Voices of Victory International. Amen. He's also the bishop over the Men's Helping Men's Ministry. Amen. This is my friend. Amen. The Bible says iron sharpeneth. Oh, okay. So this is my friend. So I hang around folks. They're going to make me or help me.
That's right. That's what you want.
Yeah. You don't want to be hanging around no flakes. Because guess what? You will wind up being a... Because I was told a little leaven the whole lump. So I thank the Lord for him. I thank the Lord for his bulldog tenacity. I thank the Lord for his steadfastness. For as long as I've been knowing him, he the same and he ain't changing. And he fish by the moon and the sun. If it's raining, if the sun is shining, he know when to go fishing. Because he say when the fish see him coming, they say, oh Lord, here come Willie. Because they know they about to get caught. Amen. So I thank the Lord for my brother. I praise the Lord for him. Because you know what? In this day and time, we need people who's going to be able to stand up for the word. Amen. Who's going to stand on the word. Who's not just going to stand on it, but who's going to live it. Because the Bible says we are examples. One to another. We're examples one to another. Right. So we got to continue, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Let's receive Dr. Bishop Willie Moore in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Let's receive him right there. Amen. Come on, clap your hands. Stand to your feet as he comes to us to bring us the word of God. Amen.
And praise the Lord. Yeah. To live the day that the Lord has made.
Yes, sir.
And we should rejoice and be glad in it. Isn't that right?
Yes.
I don't know about you, but I certainly give God the praise. Amen. Because I operate in the power of the Spirit. God has been good to me.
Yes.
And I don't have no sad stories. Amen. I thank God for each and every one of you who are here. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Pastor Zach and Chanel Morrison from Grace Church. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. My dear big sister, Pastor Celia. Amen. Temple Christ Church. Praise the Lord. Love you. Appreciate you.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Of course. Amen. My dear friend, Dr. Rita, First Christian Apostolic. Amen. Church. Praise the Lord. And his wonderful. Amen. Elect lady in the house. Amen. For my wife. Amen. Here at Voices of Victory Christian Ministry, all the ministers and elders who are here, my dear friend. Amen. Elder Ford, all the way down from, amen. I want to say Pomona. Yeah, that's close. I'm close enough. All right. Amen. He made the trip now. Praise the Lord. I certainly thank God. Amen. For him being in attendance today. Amen. As well. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I know I got a full battery, so let me check and see what's going on now. Amen. All right. I'm good. Amen. Just watch me on the soundboard. Praise the Lord. But we love the Lord today, and I thank God, amen, for the Fifth Sunday Fellowship. Amen. I thank God for the honor, amen, to be able to share, amen, the word of God, amen, with you. Praise the Lord. I don't know if he got me up early so I can preach for 2 hours. Amen. If he did, someone is mistaken. Amen. I'm not a long-winded preacher. Amen.
You help yourself, Bishop.
I have to give the cooks time to get everything ready. Amen. Or what have you. So when we're done, amen, we can eat our meat with gladness
and
singleness of heart.
Amen.
And we continue steadfast in the apostle doctrine. I said, all right.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. But I'm just going to do what the Lord has given me to do. Amen. Is that all right?
Amen.
Amen. You know, they have already spoke to the message. So it's confirmed. All I got to do is just lay it on you. Laying on you with the power of the Holy Ghost. Is that all right?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Then with that, you know, I don't talk much. Amen. I just like to go to work when I'm up here. Amen. You know, this is what God called me to do. Praise the Lord. So if you would stand with me just one more time, praise the Lord, and if I just, amen, may have your rapt attention, amen, for a short while, let us turn our attention, amen, to the epistle of 2 Timothy, amen, chapter 2, verses 1 through 7, again, that's 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. If you're not packing this on the monitor for your edification. Amen. The scripture reads, now thou therefore, amen, my son, be strong in the grace and in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men.
Faithful.
Faithful men. There must be another somewhere. Another kind of man, you know what I'm saying? But this commit to faithful men, amen, who shall be able to teach others also. Verse 3 says, thou therefore endure hardness, amen, as a good and true soldier.
Soldier,
already a good and true soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that wars entangled himself with civilian affairs of this life. Little amplification there, praise the Lord.
Watch it now.
And that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier.
A soldier.
And if a man also strive for mastery, yet is he not crowned, except he strive. Paul is pointing out three things here, but we'll get to that. He must strive lawfully. Six, and the husbandman, the laborer, must be first partakers of the fruits. And verse 7 then says, consider what I say.
Consider what I say.
And the Lord give thee understanding. Not in some things.
In
all things. Heavenly Father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we love you. We appreciate you. Lord God, we give you praise and we give you thanks for who you are in our lives. We thank you for all that you have done for us, all that you are doing, and all that you will do in the life of your people. I pray now, Lord God, that you give me the strength to do that which you have called me to do, and to do it with love, mercy, and understanding. I pray that you open up the hearts and minds of your people, that they will receive your word and receive it with joy, and have it received, and that they act upon it and do all that you have commanded of them, so that everything they both say and do will glorify you in every way. These and many blessings we pray in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let the church say,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. In the presence of the Lord. Amen. I would like to use for text, amen, today, the test of faithful service. Amen. The test of faithful service. Is that all right?
It's all right.
Amen. We see here in the scripture that Paul sought to encourage Timothy, amen, to be faithful, to be a faithful workman of Christ. And in doing so, he points out three secular, amen, occupations. First of all, a soldier,
yes, sir,
an athlete,
yes, sir,
and a farmer.
Uh-huh.
Would you give me a little time to work with all three?
Not yourself,
amen. And these three occupations give us three examples of faithful service. I didn't come to Melon now, I just come to preach the word. And so it is from these three examples, my friend, that I want to encourage you today to be faithful. Be faithful in your service. Be faithful to your commitment. Praise the Lord, amen. Specifically, when it comes to kingdom building, amen. The lesson to be learned from these examples is just not limited to the fivefold ministry. Amen. But everyone who served the Lord, amen, should learn from these examples, no matter what your function is in the body of Christ. I wish I had a praying church. Amen. Listen, I want to first draw your attention then to the dedication of a soldier. Amen. And some attributes, amen, that he or she must possess in order to pass the test of faithful service. Can I get a witness? Amen. One of the attributes of a dedicated soldier is long-suffering.
Yes, sir.
Can I get a witness?
Yes, sir.
I know what I'm talking about. I did it for 27 years.
Come on,
sir. Amen. There are times in our lives that there must be long-suffering. Amen. One must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Listen, soldiers often endure great hardship while serving their country. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Amen. Consequently, then Christians should be willing to suffer hardship, amen, for the gospel of Christ and the kingdom of God. Now I realize, amen, we find ourselves today in a user-friendly church.
Uh-huh.
Amen, glory to God. We don't want to be too terribly hard on nobody. Amen, glory to God. But my word says, amen, we must be dedicated and we must be able to suffer hardship for the gospel. Amen. And so we find in our text that Paul admonished Timothy to be a partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power. Oh God, I feel God in here. Oh yes, we got to endure affliction. Amen. According to the power of God. I tell people all the time, don't leave home without the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because what we have to go through is gonna have to be by the power of God. We must learn to suffer and endure evil. Hardships and troubles. Can I get a witness? And therefore, my friend, we need not moan, complain, and look for ways to not be responsible. We need to man up in faithful service. Amen. And pass the test and serve the Lord with gladness. It's time out for moaning and bickering and complaining and making excuses. Man up. My God. Second attribute. Can I move on here? Praise the Lord. A second attribute of a good soldier, amen, is that of being focused.
Yes,
we have to be focused, isn't that right? For the word tells us no one who is engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life. Am I right about it? Soldiers then must concentrate on the task at hand in order to survive. Isn't that right? Oh yes. You can't have two in the foxhole. And amen, they both decide to take a nap. Amen, because somebody ain't gonna wake up. Can I get a witness? Lord God, have mercy. And so then we must be focused. If soldier Christian need to be careful, lest they be distracted, if man by the world and everything in the world. Isn't that right? We will bear no fruit to maturity, and we will eventually drown ourselves in destruction and damnation. Yes, am I right about it? Amen. To be truly focused in is to be truly faithful in our service. Lord God, have mercy. I'm amazed today. Sure, we're always talking about this praying time. But we won't be in prayer. Always talking about this time to go to church. But we'll miss on every occasion that we have the opportunity. Can I get a witness? We're so distracted, amen, by the small things that grabs our attention and turn us away from our duties. Can I get a witness in here? I'm amazed. Perhaps because what I have given in my life, amen, I don't know, amen, maybe I should expect the same thing from us, since we are serving the same God. Can I get a witness in here? My God, come on, give the Lord a praise. Amen. So I know you're still in here. So then we got to be dedicated. Amen. We got to be focused. And another attribute of a soldier is that of being devoted. Can I get a witness? Amen. So that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. Can I get a witness in here? Amen. Soldiers desire to please their commander. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Amen. Christian then should desire to please their great commander in chief, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Paul's attitude, amen, concerning himself, amen, found in 2 Corinthians 5 and 9, amen, where he said this, amen, wherefore we labor that, amen, where the present on earth or away from him, or absent or away from earth with him, amen, we may be accepted of him. God have mercy. God ain't accepting everything and everybody. Can I get a witness up in here? Oh, bless his name. Oh, yes, my friend. Oh, yes, we want to be accepted of him. In other words, we are constantly ambitious. Amen. And we strive earnestly to please him. Lord God have mercy. Amen. We have to walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, not some, amen, not when you feel like it, oh my God, not when everything is going all right, amen, not when you can just see your way, but the word is unto all. My God, I feel God in here. My friend, we have to walk worthy, amen, of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, amen. And increasing in the knowledge of God, amen. We have to pray. We have to praise. We have to study. And we have to work. Isn't that right? For without works, there can be no faithfulness. Hear me, Holy Ghost. And my friend, amen, whenever we see a soldier, amen, who serves his country with honor, amen, ask yourself, do I serve my Lord and his kingdom with the same dedication and honor? You know I wouldn't dare give God less, amen, than I gave the Marine Corps 27 years. I never called in sick. And you think I'm going to call in sick for March? I'm going to make my way to the hospital. I'm going to come to the hospital. Amen. Well, I know I can get prayer. And I can get help. Amen. But do you ask yourself, myself. Amen. Do I serve him in this kingdom with the same dedication and honor? Am I ready to move out and go forward? Am I ready to do the job? Am I ready to pay the price? Or am I a coward and don't have the guts for ministry? Help me, Holy Ghost. My God, my God. Some of us, we ain't got the guts.
Come on, talk to us, Bishop.
Oh, yes. I've known soldiers who didn't have the guts. Amen. Glory to God. I've stood on court martials. Amen. Because some have shot themselves. Amen. Because they didn't want to go overseas again. I've been in situations some have jumped off of buildings because they didn't want to go to war. Can I get a witness in here? How about your devotion to the things of God? I wouldn't dare give God less than I have given the man. Be it far from me, amen, to dishonor my commander in chief. I know I'm crazy. Don't y'all worry about that. I already know that.
Oh, yes.
And I'm going to stay this way all the way to the grave. In fact, you can put on my tombstone. He ain't done yet. My God. And so whenever, amen, glory to God, we see that soldier, ask yourself that question. Amen, can I move on? Amen, glory to God, to the second example that illustrates faithful service. Amen. And that is the discipline of an athlete. We find that in verse 5.
Right.
It's in verse 5 of, amen, 2 Timothy. Amen. You may have read over it, but I need to point it out. Isn't that right? He said, if a man also strives for mastery, yet is he not crowned? Except he strived lawfully. Isn't that right? And so there are two things that characterize an athlete. One of them is obedience. Amen. Why? Because the athlete competes, amen, according to the rules and order, amen, to pass the test. Isn't that right? He submits himself to be governed by the rules that will decide the outcome of his struggles. Lord God, have mercy. Paul teaches us then in this passage that if a man strives or engaged in a contest, amen, for mastery or for the crown, he must strive then how?
Lawfully,
according to the rules that have been laid down if he expects to receive the crown. I hope this makes sense to you. Amen. He must play by the rules and he must pass the test of faithfulness. Help me, Holy Ghost. Listen. Athletes understand the need to abide by the rules if they desire to win.
To win.
I ain't talking about you cheaters now.
Talk to us, Bishop.
Paul ain't writing to cheaters now. Oh, yes. You know, you're going to bend the rules. You're going to do what you want to do when you want to do it. And yet you expect to win. He ain't writing to y'all. Amen. He's writing to those who pray by the rules. Isn't that right? My God, they understand the need to abide if they want to win. Christians then also are under the obligation to abide by the rules. Amen. Jesus demands that we observe the things that he taught. Am I right about it? Amen. Jesus demands. Amen. And so then we must be doers of the word. And not hear us only if we are going to pass the test of faithful service. Lord God, have mercy. And the other thing that characterizes an athlete, amen, is self-control. Oh God, here we go. Self-control. control. Amen. Actually know that ultimate victory, amen, requires great self control.
Self-control.
You probably don't hear this type of preaching much. But let's quickly look at what Paul teaches us in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 through 27. Can I stay in the book?
Yeah.
I think I'm safe.
Help yourself, Bishop.
Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 through 27. He said, know you not that they which run in a race run all. Everybody in the race, whoever's in the race, everybody in the race to run.
To run.
If you were in the race, you in there.
To run.
My God. But only one receives the prize. Isn't that right? And so Paul goes on to say,
So run.
Run. My God, that you may what? Obtain. That you may lay hold of the prize. Run. Verse 25, he says, and every man that striving for the mastery, he's temperate. In other words, he's self-controlled. And not something, but all things. He has self control. Amen. And so then in the secular race, amen, they do it to obtain a corruptible prize.
Right.
Isn't that right? Anybody ever got a trophy near before?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Me and my brother, you hang around your neck.
Yes, sir.
You probably don't even know where it's at. Amen. And if you do, it probably done change colors. Amen. Because it's corrupted. Isn't that right? Lord God, have mercy. Amen. They do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we, the church, somebody said the church, somebody said the saved, the sanctified and Holy Ghost filled, the righteousness of Him. Amen. We do it for an incorruptible crown. Isn't that right? Verse 26 then says, I therefore so run. Not as uncertainty. Listen to what the preacher's saying. I'm not running just to be running. Amen. For no purpose, for no goal in sight. Amen. But I run for the crown of righteousness. He says, so fight now. Now, why? Because I'm in a struggle. And I'm dealing with difficulties. And I'm dealing with danger. Can I get a witness in here? He says, so I fight. My God, not as one that beat us there. Amen. Glory to God. You know, some of you out there, you just swinging. Woo, God. But Paul says, so I fight, not as one that beat it to hell, with wide swings and missing the target. He said, but I'm swinging to land that knockout punch. My God. Why? Because he got focus. Why? Because he got resolve. Why? Because he got dedication. Oh my God, my God. He's telling us that we're in it to win it. At all. Come on, give the Lord some praise. Oh God. My God. Verse 27. Amen. But in order to do it, Paul said, I keep under my body. My God, not me under my body, but my body under me. Lord God, in other words, I got it in a full nip. I got it on the mat. My body ain't gonna tell me what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. I'm gonna keep it under me. Paul knew that in the flesh dwelling no good thing. You got to keep the body under you.
Come on, come on.
My God. Yes. You got to make it obey. Can I get a witness in here? Amen. Paul was saying like a boxer. I buffet my body. I have it rough. Amen. I discipline it by hardship. And I subdue it. That's the only way it gon' know pain. That's the only way it gon' be submissive. I got to beat it. Want to know something crazy? I got out of my vehicle after 6 hours of driving from Vegas. Hadn't had a bite to eat. Got home, offloaded it. Got me a protein drink, and I went and ran 6.5 miles.
Praise the Lord.
I don't take no mess from my body. When I was warming up, it was trying to get, trying to get a tool with me. I said, we're gonna go 6.5 then. You gonna act like that. I don't let my body dictate to me. Tell me what it wants to do. What it don't want to do. Or you gonna do it. You gonna do it or you gonna get beat up. That's what Paul is saying. That's what Paul is saying. He said, I keep my body under me. It ain't in control. It ain't over me. Yeah. That's what we got to do. Oh, yeah, that we're going to have faithful service with the Lord. We got to beat this thing. We got to make it. Make it obey.
Make it make sense. Come on, Bishop.
I'm going to leave that alone. Because I got some crazy stuff I can tell you. Praise the Lord. I'm going to leave that alone, praise the Lord. But Paul said, I handle it roughly. That's what it means about buffing the body, keeping it under subjection. Amen. Yes. Glory to God. He said, least by any means.
Least by any means.
When I preach to us, I myself become a castaway, becoming unfit, and not standing the test, being unapproved, and rejected as a counterfeit. Y'all already talked about it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Some folks are counterfeit. Amen. And I be looking and listening. Amen. Talk a good game if you want to. But when it's time for the rubber to meet the road, I'm going to see if you real. I'm going to see if you fake enough. My God, you can tell me all day long it's time to do this and it's time to do this. I'm watching you to see if you won't do it. When it's time to do it, can I get a witness? And if you don't do it, to me, you are fake. Am I in the book?
Yeah.
Thank God I didn't write it. I just got to preach it. Oh, I feel my help in here. And something as Christians, we have to exercise self-control. Why? Because we are striving for an everlasting crown. Isn't that right? And if we are disqualified, then we become a castaway, not standing the test, and becoming disapproved. Isn't that right? And so therefore, when you watch athletes competing in sports, and I know you do. I know you do. You're watching them room for them. I know you do. I know you do. And you ain't fooling me. Praise the Lord. So when you're watching them competing in sports, let their example of self-discipline challenge you in your own service to the Lord. Isn't that right? Folks are watching you like you are watching the athletes. Isn't that right? What are you showing them? Do you look like an athlete? Do you play like an athlete? In the rain? In the snow? Talking about fair weather sex now. Amen. In the heat? In different stadiums? That's when you're fellowshipping.
All right.
And then we'll get you fed. Is that all right? My God. Which is the diligence of a farmer. Amen. The husbandman that we find in verse 6 of 2 Timothy chapter 2. Amen. Two things we need to know about the farmer. Amen. The first thing is that he is hard working. Somebody say hard.
Hard.
Working. Lord God have mercy. I stop by to tell you, my friend, that farming is certainly no easy task. Isn't that right? The ground has to be broken. It has to be cultivated. It has to be planted. It has to be seeded and watered. And it has to be cared for. Isn't that right? Our labor as Christians should be no less than the vineyard of God. Why? Because the harvest is plentiful and the laborers are few. That means somebody is going to have to work a little bit harder. Am I right about it? Why? Because souls are at stake. And we must evangelize. Isn't that right? And so when the call to evangelize is sounded, the soul of Christ should stand up at attention. Amen. Glory to God. At the preparatory command. And after that has been given, we wait on the command of execution. And that is to step off. Amen. And to go out to evangelize. Oh, I wish I had some soldiers in here. My God. And so the second thing about a farmer. Amen. But I have to get out of here again. It's the fact that he is motivated and first partaker of the crops. Isn't that right? It is the hardworking farmers who first enjoy the benefits of their labors. Isn't that right? They are motivated by their crops. I start by to ask you, do you have the motivation to labor diligently, or is your labor in vain? See, y'all preached my message before I got up here. Lord God have mercy. My friend, we should be motivated because hope is eternal life, and the crown of righteousness is incorruptible. Are you planting and watering so that God can give the increase? Or are you just sitting back waiting to enjoy the fruits of us? You talk about the church ain't full. What have you done to make sure it's full? Church don't have this and the church don't have that. What are you doing to make sure it has this and that? Where's your faithful service in the Lord? Oh my God. And so we learn from these three examples of faithful service is that as Christian, God-fearing folks, we should be dedicated like soldiers. We should be disciplined like athletes and hard-working like farmers. That's what Paul said in that passage. Are you willing to learn from them? Are you willing to suffer in your efforts to please God Almighty? You say we're living in troubled times. We're living in perilous times. My God, uncertain times. Well, what are you doing about it? Are you just moaning? Are you just complaining? Are you just bickering? What are you doing? My God. Are you willing to discipline yourselves to receive an imperishable crown? Are you willing to work diligently that you might benefit from the fruits of your labor? Listen, my friend, soldiers march in step and they fight to win. After they train the body and make it obey to win, farmers work
Lord to bring about a harvest. Show hands to win. Therefore, my friend, I submit to you today that we need to submerge ourselves in faithful service so as to win our reward. Isn't that right? Amen. We better come out of this natural world and we need to start seeing God. Yes, he is. Amen. I know he seemed to be in the absence. Amen. It seemed like he ain't watching. But he knows everything. He got your name. He got your character. He got your attitude. Can I get a witness? You ain't fooling nobody. Let yourself and ain't fooling somebody. None of the time. Can I get a witness? Time to be faithful. Time to be committed. Glory to God. Somebody must have told Dr. Reed I wasn't going to be here. He gave me a text yesterday, man, where are you? Like I wasn't coming back. I said, I'm right here. And I'm getting ready to run 6.5. I'm hoping the response will say, hold up and wait on me. Yes, sir. My faithfulness is tested and it's tried. Lord God, have mercy. I live by the match of death before dishonor. And I mean that. And so, my friend, as Paul instructed in Timothy in verse 7, 2 Timothy verse 7, he said, consider. He said, heed and ponder. Did I give you something to heed and ponder?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He said, consider, heed and ponder what I say. And may the Lord give you understanding.
Come on, give the Lord a praise.
Come on, give the Lord a praise.